Ketavach. We're holding in Shin Vav, Siv Beis. We discussed last week the Inyan, the Siv Beis is all about Umen Kainim B'Shakli. Machabe actually Paskans Ein Umen Kainim B'Shakli. But the Shach brings from Rishonim that basically it's Makleik Sishonim. And Lahalach we Paskans it's a Sveika Dedina. So we always have to entertain both Dodim whether Umen Kainim B'Shakli is or not Umen Kainim B'Shakli. There's always that sad that Umen is Kainim B'Shakli. Fine. We've touched on a story last week. We touched on the Shaila. I would just want to revisit it and bring it like in its fullest. There's a lot of rate here, a lot of geshmak, terutzim here. But Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. Let's start with just an easy story. The story was that there was a seifa hired by, let's call it a company. I don't know, a chevra who makes mezuzahs and tefillin. And they hire a bunch of seifim to work by them. And they produce these tefillin, they produce the mezuzahs, and then they sell it. The kids of these people, these seifrim, are not their own independent business, but they're working for somebody else. They get paid by the hour. They get paid by the mezuzah that they do. Remember, we had the din that there's no din umkanim shakli by a skir yoim, whatever. We're going to readdress that tonight. But bekitza, they're a kablin. They get paid for every mezuzah that they write. That's their job. Every mezuzah they write, they get $40, whatever it is. That's their job. V'yayoyim, there's a seifer who wrote a bunch of parshias, a whole list of parshias, and at the end of the day, by accident, as he's getting up, he knocked over the bottle of ink, spilled ink all over the whole table, a bunch of cloth on the table, because he messed up numerous mezuzahs, numerous parshias. What? Well, he's on his table. So he messed up a lot of his own parshias that he just wrote. And the shaila is, what's the halakha? Do we say that umen koinu b'shvachkli? I mean, is he chayv for the mezuzah? I mean, if you say umen koinu b'shvachkli, so then the mezuzahs, the shvach of the mezuzahs are his. So kumt ois, he'd only be responsible for the spilled ink or the messing up the ink maybe he used on the mezuzah, and the cloth that he ruined in the mezuzah, which is far less than the value of the mezuzah that was made. Or do we say, Eino men koinu b'shvachkli, l'chaya, then once the mezuzah was finished, it now belongs to the geshäft. And Mamela, he now ruined a good mezuzah, so he'll be, or many good mezuzahs, and now he'll be responsible to pay for all those mezuzahs that he ruined. That's l'chaya what the dynamic of the shayla is based on. And we discussed last week that if you hold, Ein umen koinu b'shvachkli, so he will be responsible for the whole mezuzah, but he could still deserve the wage on the mezuzah, so he'll have to deduct that wage. Sorry? He ended up, maybe some mezuzah was salvageable, but he ended up messing up many of his parshias that he wrote that day. Well, 1 second. Let's say you hold Ein Umin Koinu B'Shvachkli. So he produced those mezuzahs. Miyad, they belong to the owner of the geshäft. And now that he spilled ink, he ruined good mezuzahs. So he'll have to pay for good mezuzahs. Just he'll get paid for writing those good mezuzahs. If you hold umin koinu b'shvachkli, so then it was his shvach, or at least the Rashba type of asura we said last week, that adaita dahaki, he didn't mean to makna the shvach to the owner, not that he should be responsible if he's mazakit. So kumtais, it was his shvach, so it was his shvach, so he was mazak his own shvach. Navas, he was mazak the geshef's materials, the ink, the cloth, whatever it is, which is far less. But on that side, he won't get paid for the mezuzah because he didn't produce. Right, but the made in afgamina means, If he hold Eino Mekonim Shakli like the Makaba, then you're going to have to pay for full mezuzahs. And he made many of them that day. So he'll have to pay for, I don't know, 10, 20, whatever he did that day of good mezuzahs. He's going to really be chayiv. That's what the dynamic is based on. But just to develop this, I want to bring it out. We discussed last week at the end of the shiur, the kasha, the million-dollar kasha from the Pnei Yeshua and Gittin, and Daf Chof. Pnei Yeshua says on the Mishnah, that a cher shait of a cotton could write a get. So on that, back to Pnei Yeshua, how's it check that a cher shait of a cotton could write a get? If you hold on the tzad umen koinu b'shvachkli, kumt ois, the cotton owns the shvach in the get. It's his get. And halacha is, v'nosan, the bail has to own the get to give the get. It has to be belong to the Baalim in order for the get to be kosher. To be kosher. So how could the cotton now be makna the get to the husband if a cotton can't be makna? He has no das to be makna. So it should remain the cotton's get, and if it remains the cotton's get, the Baal can't be magash with as a get. So how could the Mishnah say that a get of a cheshit of a cotton is kosher, l'chaya exivis get of a cheshit of a cotton would have a problem on the tzad of umen kainim b'shakli. As a effect of Pnei Yeshua. And Teich Darvi says, and don't tell me he was doing it for free, because Ben Yeshua's sheet is that even if you do it for free, you have umen kainim b'shvakli. What we discussed last week is not so poshik, so he said not like that. Good, but that's the sheet of the Pnei Yeshua. And Huadin, if you're going to say that he was paid in advance, remember we had a sheet also, if you get paid in advance, you also won't have umen kainim b'shvakli, because you're only taking b'teris mashkin for the schiris, and here you don't have it. So again, but if you hold it like the Pnei Yeshua, that even by chinam you'll have umen kainim b'shvakli. Look, even if you paid in advance, you'll have umen kainim b'shvakli. But kitzur, Pnei Yeshua's kasha is that if it's umen kainim b'shvakli and it belongs to the cheshit of a cotton, how could the Baal be megash with it? That was Pnei Yeshua's kasha. And that the Ksai said is beautiful teretz. His Ksai said is that you're allowed to pay baal korchai. Just like if a malva la mashkin, you let it pay up your choiv and take back the mashkin baal korchai of the malva. So to hear this is like a malva la mashkin type of zara. The umen is koina in the shvach, like a mashkin keneged the schiris that the owner owes him. And the melo, if the owner wants to pay the umen baal korchai, he's allowed to pay him baal korchai. Just like you're allowed to be mesalik a malva baal korchai with a peroin, so too you could be masalik an umin baal korchai with a peroin. And Zakta Ksai said, Yois, you could be masalik an umin baal korchai, so I don't need the das makna of the cotton. It's automatically mine. Because Batsim, it's really mine, it's really the Baalim. It's just he has like a kinyan, a quasi kinyan mashkin on it. But I could be masalik him by paying him off baal korchai, even if he has no das, and even if he refuses to accept the parayin, I could pay him off baal korchai, and it will be mine. Mamela, the husband, will pay the chereshayt of a cotton baal korchai, and mamela, the get will belong to the husband, and now he has every right to be megash with a zaget.
Oh,
we're going to get to it.
He can't hold it.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, 1 sec. You might be saying now two different truths. Okay, we're gonna get to it. Well, let's.
He
stems with the ashra, yeah. Yeah, because you have a kin in mashkin connected the shvach, then the ashra has another svar that you don't want to be mazik it. Here, when the kai shvach to the cotton, there's nothing about mazik. Right. Why not? I'm keeping it. Connected to Shir Schiris, and then there's another sort of the Rashba that if I'm Mazikid, I don't have to pay for it. So, you're right, maybe if I'd be Mazikid, if I intergram me, if you're Mazikid, maybe you still have that second sort of the Rashba. You can force me to pay and you'll get it back. That's if I was doing it for you, but I still don't want it at that I should have to pay for the hazard. Maybe. Okay, but that's the choice as far. It belongs to the chayshayt of a cotton.
Yes.
But I'm teretz is, just like every umen kainim b'shvakli is only like a mashkin kinyan, and I could remove him baal korchai. I don't need his das acheres makna. I don't have to make even a new kinyan on it because it's already mine. Zakta Ksai is here too. So by a chayshayt of a cotton writing again, I could do the same thing. I could be mesalikim baal korchai, and now it will become mine automatically. Isaiah Zakt, the Ksai. It's a gavaldiko cheshbin. Now, this type of a lumdis, rather, the type of a shayla was rather east to the Imre Shefa. Teichemet brings it down. Imre Shefel is Rav Kalatsky in Siman Ayin Aleph. He has a different shayla. He has a shayla neged to matzahs on Pesach. Where there used to be the matzah factories, used to hire people to work in the factory. Now, who did they hire? Sometimes they hired ketanim as well. Love that? You can have a ketanim rolling out the dough as well. So the shayla went to the Imre Shefel. L'chayra, on the tzad, the matzahs belong to the ketanim. Memela, how my yaitza matzahs on Pesach? It has to be mine. It's a whole different shmuz. Matzah on Pesach has to be yours. But good. How could I be yaitza matzahs on Pesach? It belongs to the ketanim, and they don't have das to be makna to me. So how does it work? Well, like this. He says sometimes if the cotton would only be a schir yoim, So then he doesn't have a mukam v'shakli and it belonged to the matzah bakery. But if the katan gets paid per matzah that he bakes, he's a kablin, so mukam v'shakli, it belongs to the katan, doesn't belong to the matzah bakery. So mameila, how could the matzah bakery sell it to me? It belongs to the katan. The katan doesn't have dazakar's magna. How will it work? As if that was the shala presented to Rabbi Shef. And he has a long tshuva with numerous chishbainis why it's not a problem. But one of the first truths that he gives is the ksois. He says, because it's like a mashkin, and you can pay bal karka. So once the matzah bakery or the owner, either one, will pay the katan, bal karka, the matzahs now belong to the matzah bakery or to the owner who wants to eat it, whoever it is, it now automatically belong to him, even though the cotton has no das acharis makna, because that could be a mesalik and balkarke, like the Ksai said. That was the cheshman of the Imre Shefa. The Steichem brings it.
How did
it?
Could he pay the
matzah bakery guy paid the salary to the cotton, okay, so now it belonged to the matzah bakery. Oh, in Akadami. Let's assume that he did. So it belonged now to the matzah bakery. And then we might have a problem.
Why can't the guy himself the money be considered like it's gone to the cotton? Why does the matzah baker have to pay him first? The money that he's giving is going to the cotton pretty much directly.
No, I'm not paying the cotton directly. We don't pay the workers directly. We pay the bakery and the bakery, right?
He's worried that because it's gone to the matzah baker, didn't pay the cotton yet. They never took it from the cotton.
Right, so that means it still belongs to the cotton. No, I'm trying to say he's right. If the bakery, the employer never bought it yet off of the employee cotton, then the employer can't sell it to me either. It's not his. But I'm saying, but let's say he tries to sell it to me before he pays off the cotton, so it still belongs to the cotton. The cotton has a mashkin. It's almost kind of b'shrakli, so the cotton has it. That the cotton has in it still belongs to the cotton.
If I give a mashkin to somebody, I can't sell the item.
I'm not sure. We can go into. Let's say yes, but that chelik that the cotton owns, I can't sell. I know, but that's enough to shter my matzah, right? That's enough to shter all the halakas. It's enough that I can't be mekadesh in Isha, or he can be mekadesh in Isha. It's enough to shter me. So that chelik belongs to the cotton. So that chelik, I won't be yoitza. So it won't work. God of Tech Dvarav, it's one of his tirutim, that the cotton only owns the shvach, and the rest you'll own, or the matzah baker you own, and memela, if you leave two kazaisim, make it worse. So one kazais will belong to you, one kazais belong to the cotton. So at least if you eat it, now you have to double your shear, as it is. You're eating a lot. You know, he has cheshbonis, how he'll get out of it. But that chelik of the shark that the cotton owns, you won't be eat it. It belongs to a cotton. All right. Okay, this is the Emre Shafir's cheshbon. Good. This is all gabayit and kazais. Comes along the Lovash Mordechai in Bab Motzi Yudalit. He says, he doesn't see the whole cheshbon of the kazais. It's true that Umakon Bishakli, let's say, is only like a mashkin. And it's true that I'm allowed to pay him Bal Korcha and be Mesalakim. But in fact, the Levush Mordechai, how does it start? Why is it that all the kinyan that a woman has in the shvach is only like a mashkin? How does it work? It's his ma'aseyadayim. It's his creation. He was mechadesh the shvach. There it is. Because every woman, when he makes something, is making it al das the bailam. He plans on giving it to the bailam. So one tzad is enu mekayim b'shvachli, and everything belongs to the bailam. And the other sheet holds umen kayim b'shvachli that he wants to be koina. How much? Can I get his shiur schiris, like a mashkin, whatever it is. But Zakhtar, that's only because it started off that there was a gadol who was a numen and had zinin when he was making the item that he's being makna the shvach, his ma'isi yadayim, to the owner, to the balakli. But by a kodin, it doesn't start off to begin with. A kodin cannot be makna his chavitz to anybody. He doesn't have das. So when he was making the shvach, mitchila, automatically it belonged to the kodin. Even if he wanted to be makna to the balakli, he can't go to
machine.
Yeah, but he's not a machine. He was the one who created the track. The machine is not a bailam to be koina. He was automatically koina. It means the Levush Mordechai learned up that if a guy makes a shvak, that shvak is automatically misyachas to him, and it's his shvak. And the only reason why not is because he has a dasachas, he's being magnet to the owner. But by cutting, the whole thing doesn't start. He can't be magnet to the owner.
What's he magnet to the owner? He doesn't want to be koina. He's like a machine.
No.
People can't be magnet to somebody because by means, I don't want to be koina.
I don't know if you, even if you don't want to be coined to an echel yours, you are who asacha vayichin anecha. You are the one who made it, so you own it. Right? You would have made koine akol. How is a kosh broku the koine akol? Because he created the bria. So he's the koine akol. What kinyan? He created it, so he owns it. That so if the koine created it, then he's the koine, then he's the owner of it. So how can he be magnet to the bialim? As a fact, levosh monachai. So he doesn't like this whole cheshvan of the ksais. All right. Comes along the nesivis. Nesivis has a different teretz to Pnei Yeshua's kasha. How is it shaykh that a ksivis haget written by a chayashai to the kohen could be nikna to the bailam? I umen koinem b'shvakli, like that tzad. So the nesivis, we mentioned the list, we're going to go over it again, that the Gemara in Bava Kama, Tzadi Teson Aleph, is mechadish, that if you'll have an umen, a tzava, a dyer, who takes material and takes dye and cooks it together to dye the material, the Gemara says that even on the tzad, umen koinem b'shvakli, here, Umin is not kind of a shvakli. Because what caused the shvach in the garment? That was the dye. Who owned the dye? Vaita the bailam. So what I see in front of me is just shvach of the bailam. I see a material, a beged, with its dye. Both belong to the bailam. So there is no umin kind of a shvakli. That whole shvach was machmas the samamana, machmas the dye. There is no umin kind of a shvakli. Zokta nesivis, who adin bin aget to aksivis aget? Why is the get a get? Started out as cloth. Why is the get a get? Because it has the yoy. Who owned the yoy? Vaita the bailam. So there is no shvach of the umin. Anything on this get is klaf with diyoy. Klaf and diyoy both belong to the bailam, so it doesn't start off the whole umin kainim b'shakli to begin with. A blitz chiddush of the nesivis. There's no umin kainim b'shakli when someone writes a get. My mail is like this nesivis, it should come out that who are then a seifa who writes tefillin or mezuzis, there should not be a din of Mulan Kaim Bishrakli. And my mailer, when he knocked over the ink and he ruined all the mezuzis, it should come out that he should be chayev on everyone, Lukuliyama. Because there is no din of Mulan Kaim Bishrakli. What's the shvach in a mezuzah? That there was words written on it, made from diyoy. So the diyoy belonged to the company, and the klaf belonged to the company. So all the shvach is the company's. So my mailer, there's no din of Mulan Kaim Bishrakli. I say, Zokta Nesivis, a blitz chiddush of the Nesivis. This shayla, whether it's shayek to have umen koinem b'shakli by a get or not, is really a machlokes in Evan Ezra. Should bring out, there's a Ramon Evan Ezra in Siman Kuf Chav in Siv Beis, and Ramon says like this, if someone steals a get from a seifa, and he didn't pay the seifa, and he's megash with that get, in a megareshes, love him megareshes. Why? In order to be megash, a person has to own the get. This get belonged to the seifa. He stole it. He didn't pay for it. It's not going to be a good get. As Isaac the Rama comes along the get pashit, a seifa over there, and Siv Katan Tes, and Siman Kuf Kaf. Over there, the get pashit says, you know what are we talking about? We're talking about bedafka. We're talking about bedafka where the materials belong to the seifa. The klaf, the diyoy belong to the seifa. So Mamela, when he stole the get from the seifa, he stole something. He has a get that doesn't belong to him. It belongs to the seifa. See, he can't be megash with it. If he's megash with it, lo havi megareshes. But what happens if the materials belong to the husband and he only hired the seifa to write the get and then he, quote unquote, stole the get. He took the get away from the seifa without paying. So they get parsha, then it's totally in the makloik, is umen koinem b'shvakli or not? On the tzad, umen koinem b'shvakli, so the shvach of the get belongs to the seifa. So then, now that he took it without paying, he's a gazlan, the husband doesn't own the get, so he won't be able to be magash with it. On the tzad, ein umen koinem b'shvakli, so the whole get belongs to the husband anyway, because ein umen koinem b'shvakli, it's his materials, and memela, he'll own the get, and memela vada will be a good gershon, and memela will be a safik gershon, a safik magashes on that tzad. It means the whole Ramah Zakhtu Gepash is only talking about where the materials belong to the seifa. But if the materials belong to the husband, it's now a regular machlaik, is umen koinem b'shvakli or not, and it's a suffix megoreshes. And Zog the Kepash at the end, and don't tell me, it's from his son. The son wanted to be Ma'ira, that maybe by a get, Lukuli Ame Enum and Koina Bishrakli, because the Nesivis is Cheshman. He lived before the Nesivis, but because the Nesivis is Cheshman, the Gemara in Bava Kama says that by a dai, there's no din of umen koinem b'shakli. Maybe by a seifa it's the same thing. It's like a dye. You put ink on a paper, on a cloth. Memela is no umen koinem b'shakli. Memela lekula yama. It should be a good gerishin. Ein umen koinem b'shakli. So it belonged to the husband. And the husband's a right to be megash with it. Zogt the father, the kapash is not true. It's nothing to do with that sugya. That sugya is talking about where what's a woman doing already? He's doing a maisa kal. He's not doing much. As a maisa kal, so mamil is no woman kind of bishvakli. But a maisa godol v'choshev like eitzim. Right, if you give a woman eitzim, sif, you give a woman eitzim and created a shita teva migdol, that's a maisa gadol. Avada, this is a pasha woman kind of bishvakli. So too zok to get pasha. When you write a get, ksivis a get, that's a maisa gadol. That's an umnis. To write a get, that's a chashivis to it. You need, it's not just grada ink spilled on a cloth. No, it's an umnis to write a get. That umnis, avada, is going to be avadin of woman kind of bishvakli. Like the mandyoma, woman kind of bishvakli. It means it's nothing to do with dai. Heads on against the Nesivis. And truth be told, the Torah's Gittin, which is written by the Nesivis over there in Eben Ezra, jumps on the Get Pashut and argues and says, not true. Avada, it has Shaykhis Ratzogya. Avada, in this case, Lukuliyama ain't Omen Koine Bishvakli. Ah, you, the Get Pashut, were Machalik between a Maisa God or Maisa Khan. That's your Chilik. Why by Eitzim, Omen is Koine, and by Dai, Omen is not Koine? Zogt the Torah's Gittin, no, you're making a mistake. You missed the Rashba. The Rashba and the Ravid over there in the Sugi is this Kasha. What's a chilek? Why by Eitzim is there Shvach that a woman could be Koina? And why by Dai is it not considered Shvach that a woman could be Koina? Why over there is Ein woman Koina B'Shrakli L'Kuliyama? And Zogt the Rashba, his Loshen is, B'Shem the Ravid, the Lagabi Tzemer, by Temer, but the case of the Dai, Samamonin hu da avdi l'shvacha. The Dai itself created the Shvach. V'umin loy kani behuva loy midi. He was not kind anything. Aval Eitzim, kevin de loy tzrichi l'samamonin. Eitzim doesn't need a Dai. Elulum nasa shalumin. What does the Eitzim need? The Eitzim needs the umnis, the craft of the umin, the skill of the umin to be able to be created into a box, into a sheet of teva megdol. Kum tais umnusoi. His skill, Zehu Samamonov, that is like the Samamonim of the item. The Shvach by a Dai, that's the Samamonim. But by a Shidateva Migdol, the Samamonim, the Shvach, is not the Dai, there's no Dai. The Shvach is the skill and the talent of the woman. So that belongs to the woman, so there is Shvach. That's why Umen Koinem B'Shvachli. Now, shaken by the Samamonim, the Shvach is the Samamonim himself. Memela, Ein umen koinem shvakli. And Dr. Tariskin, Abizai, who are din by a get, the shvach is the samamonin, is the doi, is the diyoi. The diyoi, the ink that's on the cloth, that's the shvach. Memela, lakuliyama, ein umen koinem shvakli. I say, Zok, the Tariskin. A blitz of the Tariskin. Again, the shitos, the nasivis. Same thing like it says over here, he wrote it there. Yeah, so that's the shvach. What does he want, huh? Avadi, you need Lashon also. That's a Lubavitch Mordechai's problem. Yeah, others here said too. But you need, what is the Torah's Gittin want?
How do you define what's Yeshvach and Ashvach? As long as there's a Shavuot,
the word of Shvach. It has to be a Maisa Gadol. I know that's his. Now, Maisa is, I want to ask in the Nesivis on the Torah's Gittin the other way. How can he touch up the Rashba? The Rashba means, Kilu, that the Simonim is the Avdi Shvach, Meshen came by a Teva, by Shidatev Migdal, you need the Uman to be Avdi Shvach. By Shidatev Migdal also, you need the nails, and each piece of wood needs the other wood, right? You need four sides, four planks of wood to make a box. So why don't you just say, each wood needs the other wood, and so Mamonim, or the Mismarim, or the Eitzim themselves, who the Avdi Lishracha, each piece of wood helped the other piece of wood to become a box. And the wood is helping each other. So why is it Umen Koinem B'Shvakli? Okay. So, and by the Dai, you're not changing? Okay, very good, very good. Excellent, excellent. I'm going to get to it. Excellent, okay. Fine, so nice. What the Torah's Gittin is saying based on this Rashba is like a blitz. Comes on the Tshuvas Beis Ephraim in Eben Ezra Kuf Yedayin. Over there, he argues outright with the Torah's Gittin. He says, that's not pshat in the Rashba. That's not pshat. The chilek, avada, you need a shvach. Here's a shvach, there's a shvach. Avada by get the shvach. That's for sure umen koinem b'shvakli on that side. Navos, what is the Rashba saying? What is the chilek between a doi and the case of building a box? Zokta Beis Ephraim, the chilek is that by the case of the Dai, he did nothing. It was a Maisa Hedyet. that he did. It wasn't a maisa umin. It wasn't a maisa umnes. Mashenking, to build a box, that requires skill. That requires talent. That's a maisa umnes. Not everyone could build a box. You need an umin to build a box, a carpenter to build a box. Me'mela, hayoyis, it's a maisa umin, then umin koine b'shvakli. Mashenking by the doy, it's not a maisa umin, so umin is not koine b'shvakli. Oh, I don't know. I can't figure it out. I don't know. I don't know. That Lamai says that's how the base of Rabbi Kilu, he's like sort of close to the Get Pasha. Get Pasha is Mechalik between a Maisa Godo V'choshem and a Maisa Cotton. And he's being Mechalik between a Maisa Umin and a Maisa Head. Then he finds, he says, Shuv Matzotze found the Get Pasha who makes a Chilik between Maisa Godo. Maybe the Get Pasha means what I'm saying, like the base of Rabbi. Maybe he means the Chilik between Maisa Umin and Maisa Head. Pella is only a Dai is not a Maisa Umin. Dai is also a Maisa Umin. Kalamayid, you could do die. What's he saying? So I wanted to say pshat is, I believe the pshat in the Rashbi is like what you're saying, is that the pashi the chilu between the die and the case of building a box. But the case of die, all you did was, is you were makar of two items together. I took die and I took a material and I put the two together. I see the die and I see the material. The shvach is the die itself. That die was in existence before I came around. That die was just in the bottle, but now it's in the deck. But that die was there. I didn't do anything. All I did was put the two together. I thought I need a ma'is umin to know how to put the two together. And I need a ma'is umin to know not to burn the material. Yigdichai, right, the Gemara says, not to burn it. Avada requires a ma'is umnes. But the mitzias is, when you look at the colored garment, what is the shvach? The color. And that color existed before I came around. I'm not kilu the bala shvach. The color is the cause of the shvach. And that was around. So there's no umin kind of a shvach kli. My shanking by wood, till now I had wood, and now I created into a shrank. I created into a box. You see, I changed the tzura of the item. Who changed the tzura? Not the wood by itself. Me. I changed the tzura. So you see, the meleches ha'umin is nikeres in this shrunk. You see it. It's there. There's a tzura there. That tzura is me. Not the wood. That's meleches ha'umin, like the Rashi said. That is the samamonov of the shrunk. Is my skill to form and make that structure. That tzura was me. Hayes, that tzura is me. Avad yalav umin koinu b'shrakli. I'm a mele hu adin by a get. Who crafted the oisius? I didn't just take ink and spill it all over the cloth. You had to write tzuris oisius. Who wrote the tzuris oisius? Me. I created that tzura. Memela, that's me. So you see the umin in the get. So avada u belong to the umin. Memela, you will have a din of umin kind of bishrakli, not like the Torah is getting. Oh my might not be a get, but all right. Correct. I believe if we have a beged, and he just didn't just dye it one thing across the board, but he created tzuris on the beged that improves the beged. Not just, okay, he made a style, but that style adds value to the shvach of the beged rather than it being just one color or whatever. He made it different tones and different areas and here like this and here like this, and he created a tzura that you need the umness of the umin. It's possible, yes, then the umin will be koina, at least that chelik of the shvach. The chelik of the shvach that he blended the colors together in a certain special way, and a chanami, maybe that, or made a certain tzura, maybe that will be umin koina shvachli. Baruch Hashem, this week we had for years. We had this in my notes. We had this. It's not just me. It's the Chabur wanted to say this. Punk this week, Baruch Shem Ebishes Chesed, I found a darkey David on Bava Kam over there. Mamish says this chilik. And it's Messiahim. Udaloi Ketar is getting in the Nesivis. It's not going. Because by a get, it will be the same thing. Avad Uman Koin Mishakli. And not like the Nesivis. So he argues, Baruch Hashem. So like this, again, so back now, you're going to our Tfilin and Mezuzis, Lachayo. Avad, you will go into the Shiloh of Uman Koin Mishakli, just like you'll have by get. Now, the Gradim Mor Terutzim said on the Pnei Yeshua is Kasha. There's a Hagoyz Baruch Tam on the Pnei Yeshua, and the Gradim is on the Kseis of here too. There's a Cheshen Aaron, Levush Mordechai. They all try to come a different angle, into Santa angle. And I think maybe that someone was here saying that before. Is that what is the Shvach of a Get? The Shvach of the Get is that the Baal could be Megarish with that Get. That's the Shvach of the Get. Does the Sefer have anything in that Shvach? Could the Sefer use the get? He can't use the get. It was written, Nichtav Lishmayo Lishma. That's it, it's too late. Even if he will have the same name and his wife will have the same name, It wasn't written for him and his wife. It was written for Yankel and Rachel. It was written for someone else. So that get is worthless to anyone in the world except for the Baal himself. They want to suggest that the whole din of Umen Koinem B'Shrakli is when there's Shvach for the Umen. The Umen could do something with that Shvach. He could sell it to someone else. He could use it himself. So the Shvach is Shavu L'Chol Adam. It's worth it to the Umen himself. So Memele passes Umen Koinem B'Shrakli. Mashenkin by a get, it doesn't pass Umen Koinem B'Shrakli because that get's worthless to the Umen. It's only worth something to the Bailam. Memele, the whole Shaila doesn't pass of Umen Koinem B'Shrakli. The whole Shaila Pnei means why tefillin and mezuzahs, avad that's worth it to the Seifa, and avad that will have Umen Koinem B'Shrakli. But b'negei to a get, it's worthless to anyone else but to the husband. Mamela doesn't pass Umen Koinem B'Shrakli by the Seifa. To be Koinem Shvach, you have to have that Shvach, has to have value to you. You want to take it as a mashkin. To you, the mashkin's not worth anything. It's not worth anything. No, he can sell it to a coin. Sell it to other coin. Here you only have one customer, so if he doesn't want to buy, it's nothing. What are you going to do? Lamai says the Orach HaShulchan in Tzimuk, the Baruch Tam, Cheshon Aaron, and the Levush Monachai, and the Orach HaShulchan in Tzimuk Kuf Kof over there, Siflam Avav, is Mitzadah the same thing. He says it's on himself. I mean, so yeah, the same, to get out of this kasha. A toifis, you mean? Toifis. Without a toif. Oh, so that's going to be 1 second. So Levush Mordechai, if he says his teretz, he shadi beinarga, and he says that the Rambam learnt that Mishnah of that a cheshet of a cotton, it's kosher to write a get, is talking about where he wrote the toifis without the toif. That he wrote a blank and left out the names and left out everything, left out the date. So it's just a toifis. That toifis is shavah l'chol nefesh, that he could sell. So how did the Rambam's Mishnah say that a Cher Shatav HaKotan could write a get on the Tzad Omen Koinem B'Shrakli? How could a husband be Magash with it? Bishleim, if the Mishnah were even a matter of Tayyif as well, he wrote a full get, and Antaka is worth it to everyone, except for the husband. But here, like the Rambam, assuming that he only wrote the Tayyifis, so it is worth something to everyone. It is worth something to the Seif himself. So what happened to Omen Koinem B'Shrakli? As much as he has whatever. Zaytik Echadron, I'd rather not go into it. Good. Another Teretz of the Achroinim, the Beis Ephraim and Kuf Yud Zayin, the Torah's Ches and Evan Ezra and Simchov Dalet, and the Shut Mari Ashkenazi in Yeridei Yud Gimel, and the Chelkas Yoiv and Choshe Mishmet Zayin, all have a different Teretz to the Pnei Yeshu's Kasha. They want to say that it's a catch 22. Really, Umen Koinem B'Shrakli. Then what's going to happen? Then he won't be able to be makne to the husband. So then the get's worthless. So there's no shvach. Oh, so there's no shvach. So there's no shvachli. So maybe the woman's not kaina. They want to say, that's why, faket, the kash is so good that mamela, that negates that there's any shvach. There is no shrach. There can't be any shrachli, because on the tzad that there is shrachli, that the umen cotton will be koina, and he can't be makne to the vowels, and it's worthless, and there's no shrach. So mamela, the cotton's not koina. I'm not sure why it doesn't keep on going around. So if the cotton's not going, is there any shrach, then it could be going. I don't know. But that's what they say. Memela and B'chai Gav. Who?
By matzah,
the cotton can't be magnet, so there won't be shrach. No, it's not true. But by cotton, there's Shabbos. I keep matzah on the Shabbos day, just not Pesach. I can eat shalai, not low say that. I'll eat it to the first day Yontif, second day Yontif. I'll eat it for something else. So there is shrach. No, but it has value. There is Shavuos in the matzah. The Shavuos that he could sell, there is Shavuos in the matzah. Just, all right.
Why is he not coined or rather
close
to Babus?
I'm not sure.
Who's not coined? So why is he coined?
I started out that the Baal HaBos's item. It was his klaf, his diyoy. And if the cotton can't be coined in the drach, so Mamele belongs to the Baal HaKlaf and the Baal HaDiyoy. So the one that belongs to him. All right. What could you do? I don't know, it doesn't have any of that's a value, it's like minuscule. They say all it is lots of pizza lukusa. The lotion is that all it is lots of pizza lukusa. I mean, on that value, let the cotton be kind of that value. But that value is not what the cotton wrote. He could have gotten it without the cotton's writing, there was already a cloth. As an instruction, as a typhus, I don't know. I know, you buy the same price of matzah, whether you're buying it in the middle, it's the same thing, they charge you the same amount. All right, comes along the Torah's class and the truth, Maria Ashkenazi, and they have another Eitzah. Another Eitzah is the last Eitzah, Rabbi Yisrael. The last Eitzah is that Hayois, a cotton, has no das to be koino. So Mameyla mitchila, he cannot be koino the Shvakli. To be koino Shvakli, you also have to have das to be koino. And since a cotton has no das, has no koyach to be koino anything, so Mameyla mitchila, even if you're a woman koino Shvakli, but a cotton, not by a cotton can't be koino anything. He doesn't have a yad to be koino, can't be koino. So Mameyla, he was never koino the Shvakli to begin with. There's a Tais in Sanhedrin Samaches that says, by Maisi Adayim, that a cotton is kind. If a cotton works for you, you hire him to mow your lawn or blow your snow or whatever, blow your leaves, the halacha is that you pay him, you have a chiyuv to pay him, and he is kind of that skar. She has a schus kinyan in the skar. Zakt, even without it, the lum this is that since it's you owe it to him, as I was Al Nechem, he told it to me, since you owe it to him, it's kilu, it's coming his way, so he doesn't really need a das to be koine. Your meshubah to him made that money anyway, so giving him the money, he's already koine the money. Because he worked for me, that's for sure, he worked for me. That's for sure, he worked for me, so I owe him money. So now that I owe him money, I can give him money and he's koine. So they say, Ayatollah says that he is koine the schar, that's only they could be koine the payment, but not that he's koine the shrakli that he did. That there was no das achar smacked on that, there was no one giving him that he himself started himself, and that's not going to work. So in the middle, they want to say that a bit blitz chiddush, that there's no din of woman koine the shrakli, but achar shayt of a cotton. If he creates it, no, it automatically belong to the Baal HaChaimah. It's Hefka, so it starts at a Hefka. He took Hefka wood and then he created a box. So it's still Hefka. Yeah, that's what they want to say. Correct. At the end of the Rabbi Yisai, we have numerous terutzim. And if you go through every single teretz holds but you saw it, that there is a dinner umen kaina b'shakli by a get, you know, for other reasons, a cotton-ish, you know, other problems that it gets, not worth anything. But beside, a ksiva of an umin is considered a shvak that you could be eligible for the kinyan of umin kaina b'shakli. Chutz from the nesivis. Mamela, in this case, when you want to be mechayiv the seifa for his splash on the table, he could taina. No, it's a sveka dedina like the shach. And mamela on the tzad, we go like the tzad. Kimli, I'll go with the tzad, umin kaina b'shakli, and I'll only have to pay the violin for the material and the ink, but I won't have to pay for all the mezuzahs. I do the teres gittin, we don't go like the teres gittin. First of all, midei machlokes on nafkes, and teres gittin is a yochid against the rabbim, and there's a truvis ein yitzchak from Yitzchak Ochan inspect, and ein vav, sifkot and tez. Over there he says, the halacha is not like the teres gittin, not like the nesiv. The halacha is avada de pas, umin kaina b'shakli, even by ksiva, and mamela will go into the Makloikis and the Seifa could say Kimli and Pata. That's what should come out. All right. That's that, Shaila. There's a Nacha Inyan. There's a Tuv Tam Vedas, or Shlomo Klugel. He wants to be Mechadish. That the whole Shaila with Uman Koinim B'Shakli or not is when you start out with material and you created a Tzura, Shida Deva Migdal. But if the whole Cheftza was a Hischachis, his case is that when you had Goyim working in the Yiddish factory creating glass vessels. So they start off with sand. I don't know the process 100%, but they blow it and somehow they turn it into glass. So he wanted to taina that here, Lekulei Alma Umin Koinim B'Shvakli, because glass didn't exist before the Umin came around. See, over here, we started with wood, and we created a beautiful structure, a sramshank. So it's true, we created a structure. But the chayma was there, that just felt in the tzura. And when you're dealing with tzura, then you have a machlaikism and kind of a shrakli and ad in the tzura shabai. But kilu, by glass, the whole chayma is a hischachis. This material didn't exist. The Uman was one who was mechadish and was mamsi this material in the world. So Mamela, the whole glass vessel belongs to the Uman, and Mamela will be chayiv betfila. Isaiah Zogt, the... I understand, but in this level of yesh, that level of yesh didn't exist, and Mamela, lekulei alma Uman kain b'shakli. Medicine, I know what they do. They take what the old days medicine, they take herbs and they ground it. Today, I don't know what they do. But
if
they make it into a new material, or they're mixing stuff. They're mixing stuff, then everything exists. No, glass didn't exist. They started with sand. Like, I want to know. Cheres okay was always there. So they just hardened it. The cheres was there. But let's say popcorn. You started with kernels and you created popcorn. Is that something new? Like, how right do we take it? Let's say the case of Imre Shaffer when they created matzah, right? So start off, you had flour and water. There was never dough. And the kernel was the one who was mamsi, this new chefza called dough. And better yet, he was mamsi the new chefza called matzah. So maybe lekuliyama, like his cheshen, omen kind of bishakli. Maybe. I don't know. It's a blitz kiddush that the Ketubah brings it down in Yerdei Kuf Chav. Then he brings Achreinim who argue. I'm not sure if they argue directly in this kiddush. I'm not sure. But a blitz kiddush and just food for thought. All right. Another shaila. What will be by karka? Is there a din umun kainim b'shakli by karka or not? That's what machlok is Achreinim. The Nesivus over here, Nemzon for Pashas, that there's umun kainim b'shakli by karka. A number of Achreinim have it. And a number of Achreinim. I'm a subject. It's a Beis Yitzchok in Yeridei, Chelek Beis. Kunches Achren, who has a problem on Simen Hay. Maybe it's Machloikis. If the past Umen Koinem B'Shakli by Karka. Maybe it's only by Metaltel and not by Karka. What exactly the Lomdis to be Mechalik? Not clear. Not clear the Lomdis. There's a Chelkis Yoiv, who comes like sort of from left field. A whole Cheshbin, and he wants a Taina, that it's only Shayach and Umen Koinem B'Shakli if he has a kinyan mashkin in it. Ki'ilu, if the materials are yours, so the shrach that's created out of the material automatically has to be yours. And the only way it could be the umin is if it's shaykh for the umin to have a mashkin in the keli, keneged, the schiris that you owe him. So ki'ilu, he's a shutav here, he has a bialis, he has something in the item. Memelo, so any shrach that's now tzameach in this item, now could be shaykh to the umin. That's his blitz. Memelo, any time doesn't pass an umin to be koina, B'toyis Mashkin doesn't pass Umen Koina B'Shvakli. Mamela goes a step further, that if you'll work, if you'll work on the grounds and the premises of the owner, we have over there, you can't take a Mashkin. Another cheshbon, you have to know why. But we don't have a Kinyan Mashkin in it because the Bailam is still there and he's a shamer on the item. So Mamela, the whole process doesn't start. You can't have Umen Koina B'Shvakli because you don't have a Kinyan Mashkin in it. Mamela, you can't take it to the next level of a Kinyan of Umen Koina B'Shvakli. Mamela, it comes out, light him, it should come out of Cheshen also, that if you work on someone else's premises, you're in Karka by someone else, there won't be an Umen Koina B'Shvakli because you can never have a Kinyan Mashkin to have Umen Koina B'Shvakli. That's what should come out, a Blitz Chedesh. Right. If you're not allowed to take those kalim, yeah. So you mean being meshabet? You mean if you somehow, if you make an omen who's fixing the mill, and you're not allowed to be, mamashkin the rechev of the mill, so the mailer come out. Yeah, the chazan. Okay, fine. All right. Another ma'aser rabbi says stories like this. There was a seamstress, a tailor, working in a suit shop. In the dress store, and she's being paid by the owner of the shop. And after she fixed an item, she fixed the dress, and at the end of it, she fixed it, by accident, she tore the dress that she just fixed. She tailored a dress, and then she tore the dress. She
gets paid per item.
She gets paid per hour. Gets paid per hour. So what's the halacha?
She made the dress, or she just...
She made the dress, she took material, she made the dress, and then at the end, by accident, she ripped the dress. So is she going to be responsible for that dress or not? So l'chayro, this case, she's not a kablan. She's only a schir yoim. She gets paid per hour. And the Gemara's mavua, and the Baba Kam over there, the Gemara's mavua, that at least Pasha Pshat in the Gemara says that, the Gemara has a cheshrin that when you're umen koinim b'shakli, you can't be over baltolin because you're not paying a schiris. It belongs to the umen. He's just selling you the item at the end of the day when you come to pick it up. And the Gemara has a problem. You see that you are over baltolin. The Gemara says, talking about that koblin that's over, that you're over baltolin with, wasn't an umen that's koinim b'shakli. What was he? He was someone that you hired him out to bitchy, to bang on the material, to soften it or whatever it is, and you pay him per bang, so he's considered a schir yoim. Mamel is no dinum and kainim b'shakli, and you have to pay him schiris, and mamel on that schiris is baltolin. Rashi says lehedya, dischir yoim hu v'loy kablin delikni b'shivcha. Bishvaka. Rashi is mefurish that the pshat in the Gemara is because he's a schir yoim, therefore he can't have a kinin in the shvak. There's no din umen koyim b'shvakli by a schir yoim, only by a kablan. A schir yoim have nothing to, with the item. It's just I'm getting paid for the job I do. Even yes yeah, shvak, no shvak, I'm just getting paid. So memela, it's not doesn't pass me to be koyim b'shvak. That's what's mevur in Rashi. And as they pass into people lucharifta, chuvis marash alevi, chuvis beis afraim, daruch hashulchan, many achrayim say that it doesn't pass to hold the Nurun Kanim Shakli by a pile. And this is the Swara. A Kablan who gets paid for the Malacha, for the Uftu, if it takes him a million years till he builds this Shtanda, good. But you're only getting paid for the Shtanda. So he has his payment is pegged and tied into the Shvach. So then he has a Kinin in the Shvach. A pile, a Skayim, has no Shaykhus to the Shvach, whether the Shvach or no Shvach. He gets paid per hour, has nothing to do with the Shvach. Mamela, he can't have a Kinin in the Shvach. The storekeeper, yeah, maybe the storekeeper will do, maybe not. I don't know, we'll get to it in a second. But the storekeeper hired the person. And the storekeeper hired the person, the storekeeper was only a schir yoim. Mamela, if the materials belong to the storekeeper, then automatically all the shvach.
The storekeeper charges the customer per dress, right?
Correct. But that's between the storekeeper and the kazan. But between the storekeeper and the seamstress, the storekeeper hired the seamstress per hour. So mamela, the materials belong to the storekeeper. So automatically, all the shvach belongs to the storekeeper. That's why the case will be if it's a schir yoim. If it will be a schir yoim, not a kablan. Good? I like the darits. Good. Only thing is that, okay, you have to know. He held that even bechinam, he's kind of b'shvach. We have to say, schir yoim is less than getting a bechinam. I hear Kanzain, I hear the Cheshvan. Very nice. What am I making an issue for? Because the Ksais over here seems not like that. The Ksais nems on that when you have a schir yoim, then you have a dual arrangement with the poy. You have a dual relationship. He's a schir yoim, so you owe him schirs for the hourly wage, whether the shvach or not. And if grad the shvach, then the schir yoim is kind of the shvach too, because umen kind of a shvach li. And Elam Pshat in the Gemara is that Hayois is a schir yoim, so it's shayach that you owe money, nothing to do with the shvach. You owe money for his schiris, for his hourly wage, and mamela you owe about tolan on that cheshvin that you have with him. On the cheshvin of the shvach taki, you won't know, because umen kind of a shvach li. But the ksois was kilu kaifa bakol, and he owes that even by his schir yoim pass umen kind of a shvach li. But like I said, it's not like Rashi, and it's not like ul, not just dam, it's like, I can't tell you how many achrayim neman for pshitas that doesn't pass umen koyin b'shakli by schiyam at all. Mamela, in this case, by the seamstress, if there's no umen koyin b'shakli, then it'll come out that the whole shvach belonged to the owner. And mamela, now that she ripped it, she owes the owner for the whole dress. She's mazik the whole dress. That's what's come out. All right. I don't think you can give him. It's a shitas yochid, and it's going against rishonim. Pasha's not. All right. Good. My shaila, I have a chakira. I didn't see anyone who calls this chakira, but there's a concept that if I hire an organization, let's say instead of me hiring the seamstress directly, I hired the company to make me a dress, and I'll pay them for a dress, so it's kablonis, and I pay them for the dress. And let's say the materials are my materials. So the my materials, and I gave it to the company to make into a dress, and the company has many seamstresses and tailors working for them. So they have a relationship with their tailors. They pay the tailors per hour, per dress. I don't care. That's between them and their tailors. My relationship is with the company. Is there dinu umen koyin b'shvach kli mitzad the company? That means, let's say they hire the tailor per hour, so there's no dinu umen koyin b'shvach kli mitzad the tailor. Who owns this shvach? Does it mean now I'll own the shvach because it's my material, the starter off is my material, or the company will own the shvach because my relation with the company is that I pay the company for the shvach. So kilu, the company is my omen. So I'll bring my pants to tailor. So let's say I bring it to the suit shop, to tailor, and the suit shop has tailors working for him. So he pays the tailor per hour, but I pay the suit shop per job. Will the suit shop own the shvach in that pants or not? It's my material, correct. That means, is it shaykh to have a uman kain b'shvach kli when the one who created the shvach is not the uman himself, is not the company itself? There's a piskei koshin who says this in numerous places, when they get to many halakas, kriyas pa'ilim and ribis and baltalan and so many places, he holds that when you hire a company to do something and they don't do it themselves, it's not pa'ula b'chlal. It's like a mekach. You're buying a service. For example, watch this, a yeshiva. When you pay schar limit to yeshiva, tuition, is that schar limit? Or, no, it's not schar b'chlal. It's a mekach u'memka. I certainly don't want the administrator to teach my kid. That's the last one I want to teach my kid. I want the rebbeim to teach my kid. I know that he's not teaching my kid. I know that he's hiring rebbeim. So, is it pshat? Now, I didn't hire the rebbeim. The rebbeim can't come to me for their salary. So I'm not the one who hired the rebbeim. The administrator hired the rebbeim. And I have an arrangement with the administrator that he's going to, quote-unquote, deliver an education package for my child. He's going to make sure there are teachers and rebbeim, and there's a lunch, and there's a classroom, and there's a gym, and the whole education package. So the Piskei Koshin names on in many places that there's not schiris b'chal. There's no baltolin, there's no haskolas malacha, dikke kinyonim. It's a mekel komemka. What's he selling? It's not really a tangible item. He's selling an intangible. He's selling education. Mishnayis? That was straight. That was a straight case with the Malamed. This type of a cheshbin, so maybe it doesn't pass all the Nulun Kayim B'Shach Libik Agamna, because he's selling me a fixed suit. He's not fixing my suit. He's not fixing my pants. He has the tailor to fix it. So he's just delivering to me a fixed suit. So Memele, who could be the whole din doesn't talk. There's no din of Nulun Kayim B'Shach Libik. Who's the shliach? The tailor can't come back to me for his salary. He can only go to the chevra for his salary, for the company, right? And I know the company guy, he's not doing the tailoring. He says the Italian or whoever it is doing the tailoring. The work is the company shirk. Right, but does it pass to have a relationship? If it is not a serious relationship, there's no baton, there's no nothing, then could be it doesn't pass the whole din of him and can on such an item. I don't know. I'm suggesting. All right. Right, on the case of the simchus was the material belonged to the company. Could be, right? If the material belonged to me, not to company. If the case before automatically was the material belonged to the company, and if they have kablonim seamstresses, then it would belong to the simchus. If it's a pile of a simchus, then it would belong to the company. My case, this new case, is where the material belongs to the owner. So owner of the material, not to the company at all. Mamela the Shaili is the pass Uman Kain Shakli. All right, let's try to chaperine. We're running out of time. Let's try to chaperine the Ramah here. Habanoi, you have a builder. Shekibul alav lister hakaisel. He was hired. A contractor was hired to break a kaisel, and while he was demolishing this kaisel, v'shiber ha'avonim, he broke the stones. There they want him to demolish a kaisel means just to dismantle the kaisel, not to actually destroy the stones. They'll dismantle it and use the stones somewhere else to build a different kaisel or whatever it is. While he was doing it, he ended up damaging the stones. Or he damaged them. So you have to know what that means. He just said he damaged them. He broke them. He broke them. Or hezikam. Chayv l'shalim. He has to pay. If he was knocking down the kaisel on this end, v'nofa mitzad acher, and the kaisel on the other end fell down, he's potter. There's nothing to do with him. Because he gave such a hard clap on this side that it reverberated to the other side, so then he'd be chayiv on breaking the other side. It means he did something that too hard. He shouldn't have done it so hard. What does it mean, not machmas hamaka? Okay, that needs a bureau as well. Okay, fine. Belina, we'll try to get into this. So now, the girsa that we have in this Vilna Shulchan Aruch is Ayhizikam, right? Which means that he's breaking the Avonim. And that's rather the girsa of our Mishnah in Talmud Bavli. You look in the Gemara, that is the girsa Hizikon. And it's going back on the Avonim. So you have to know what you just said. He broke the Avonim. He broke the Avonim and he damaged the Avonim. I'm not sure. So how did he damage it differently? I don't know. He scratched it maybe. He cracked it. Okay, fine. Say it. Okay, mask him. Let's say. However, if you look in the gears of the Ramah, you take out the first printings of the Ramah, you see till basically many printings of Shulchan Aruch, even Mantova had it like that, Krakow had it. You go through that it wasn't, the gears wasn't Hizikam, the gears was Oyhizik. And that means, well, he was breaking down the Kaisel, the stone fell out and fell on someone's car and broke someone's car. See, Chayiv, if he breaks the Avonim, he's chayiv for breaking the Avonim. And if the Evan shoots out and breaks someone's car, he's chayiv for breaking someone's car. He's a mazik. While he was dismantling this kaisel, he botched, and the stone fell, the Evan fell, and damaged someone's car. He's going to be chayiv for the hezek that he did to someone's car. He's a regular Odom HaMazik. And that's mavul like that in the Rishonim. The Rishonim, God is the Makleikas Girsa in the Rishonim as well. The Rif had the Girsa, he's Zikam. But if you look in the Rabbeinu Yonis and the Miri, they learn like what I'm telling you. And they bring this out very beautifully. They said it took him about, and it's a big chiddush here. He ended up dismantling the kaisel. The stone damaged someone's car. Zot Rabbeinu Yonasan Meiri that the Banoi who did this is going to be chayiv. Pashas, it's Adam Mamazik, Adam Ud Loilam, they say. It's going to be chayiv Adam Mamazik. But the owner of the kaisel is going to be Potter, even though he's the Balam Mamin. And the Chayir, there's a responsibility, a shmir on the Balam Mamin, and if his Mamin is Mazik, he should be Chayiv. Zokto Rabbeinu Yosef Meiri, no. Since the Banoi was hired as a Kablan, and as the Lashon, he's Medaik the Lashon, Shekibel Olav, Lister is a Kaisel. What's Kibel Olav? He accepted the responsibility. He was a Kablan for this job. He wasn't paid by the hour. He's paid for the job. Since he's a Kablan, the Balam was Nestauku Mishmirasan. They have no more responsibility to watch this item. Now the Kablan, the Banoi, has to watch this item. And maybe anything happens, it's the Kablan's damage, it's the Kablan's responsibility, and the Balaam are off the hook. And Mamela Medaik, that's because he was Kibel, he was a Kablan. But if he would have been a Schir Yoim, if he was paid by the hour to dismantle this Kaisel, and an Evan shot out and broke someone's item, broke someone's car, then they'll both be Chayev. The Banoi will be chayiv for Adam HaMazik. And the owner of the kaisel will be chayiv for Mamin HaMazik. He has to watch his kaisel to make sure his kaisel doesn't do damage. And even though there's a halacha that if somebody else uses my item, if let's say I have a bat, and someone takes my bat and breaks something with my bat, I'm not chayiv. If the other Adam HaMazik is chayiv, he automatically assumes the responsibility. Tyson Babakam Davavam and Aleph say, that's when Adam HaMazik does it b'kavona. But if he does it shaloi b'kavona, then zev ezeh chayv. You know, we have to either one. He'll be chayv for Adam HaMazik, let's say, Adam Ud Loilam Taba Adam HaMazik. And the Baila HaMamin will be chayv, because his Mamin was Nisgalgal Baragli Adam, the Shoigeg, Nisgalgal Baragli Adam, then the Baila Mamin would also be chayv. They have to do a Shmira. You hire someone to dismantle your kaisel. You know that it's risky. You have to be careful. You have to put scaffolds. You have to watch it to make sure that he cordon off the area. You have to make sure that no damage is going to be done. You have a responsibility to watch your money do damage. Make sure it doesn't do damage. So Mela, they'll both be chayv. Who be chayv for Adam HaMazik, and the owner of the kaisel will be chayv for Mamin HaMazik. Because he's a Schir Yoim. He's a Schir Yoim. Because you know it's going to happen. You know he's dismantled the kaisel. So there's a risk. It's a risk, right? It's olol. It's like a ruach mitzvah. It's olol here that something might happen, so you have to watch it. Meshenkein the Adamim, if he would have been a Kablan, then he assumes the whole responsibility, and you don't have the responsibility of Shmira. He's an Adam, he's Adam HaMazik. He's even worse than Shem. He's a Mamish Adam HaMazik. I gave it to a responsible person, but it's olo that something will happen. It might, so I have to be careful. I should be watching there to make sure it doesn't have to happen. Both. He'll have to be careful. It's Adam HaMazik, and I have to be careful. It's Mamin HaMazik. He gave his responsible person, but things happen even b'sheigeg. He tries, but things could happen. That's not perfect. So you have to watch it as well. That's what comes out of these Rishonim. Okay, one more, Rabbi said, one more Nakuda. Is that when it says over here, im ha'yiseisim mitzad zev, enofa mitzad echer, is potel, in fact, the achreinim ask, So what does it mean? It's pasher. If it's machmas amaka, it's chayef. So this must be talking about when he's potter, when it's not machmas amaka. So if not machmas amaka means he worked here and somehow, I don't know, there was an earthquake and the other side of the wall fell, so it's pasher that the guy is potter. What do you want from this guy? It wasn't machmas amaka. It had nothing to do with the banoi. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah that if it's not machmas amaka, that the banoi is potter? Bingo. So Dr. Yamshir Shlaimo, as a teretz, the case we're talking about is that he removed, let's say it's four walls, he removed one wall, a supporting wall, whatever. Everything was fine. It's gavaldic. He didn't do anything. It wasn't Makos Maka, not because he gave any claps. The claps are finished, everything's fine. But now, the structure is weakened, it doesn't have support, so the next wall crumbles. Each wall was kolachayim lechavir chazak, was supporting each other. Now you're missing one wall, the next wall crumbled and fell down. Is he chayiv for that second wall that crumbled? That's the chiddush that he's potter. Why is he potter? Like the Yamshar Shlaima, I did what the Bible wanted me to do. I know that I could have supported the second wall. It's true. But he didn't ask me to. He asked me to remove this wall. I did exactly what he wanted. He can't come to me later on to cry that the second wall was damaged. He should have supported the wall. Or he should have told me. He didn't do that. I did exactly what he wanted, so he can't be mechayev money for his second wall that crumbled. I didn't take down the second wall. I only took down one wall. I'm not going to charge you for the second wall. I took down what I was supposed to do. Granted, the second wall came down. The chayit should be the... Oh, 1 second. I'm going to get to 1 second. Now, that's what the Yamshir Shlaima says. Sorry? For what? If it damages other thing. Oh, 1 second. So the problem is that the whole shetar of the Yamshir Shlaima is I did what he wanted. So kilu... You can't be mechayiv me. I did on your avonim. I did what you wanted. So that's good, b'negeya to the hezek I did to your avonim. But if the case is talking about also that the Evan shot out and broke a third party's car, very nice that you told me to do it, but the owner of the car didn't tell me to do it, so I should still be responsible on the car that's eventually going to be damaged. If I did something irresponsible and that's going to cause the structure to crumble, then I should be chayef for the next thing as well. When they shot into the Twin Towers and the building collapsed and did terrible damage, they're chayef for that terrible damage that happened later on, right? They didn't have rishus. Well, I didn't get rishus from the car owner to dismantle this wall. I only got rishus from the owner of the wall. So it's fine. I'll be put on the avonim, but why am I put on any hezek done? So the Yamshir Shlaima grad, his gears in the Mishnah was his ikon, and he learned the whole Mishnah is only talking about where the damage was done to the stones. Very good. But Lididan, the Ramah, whose gears is hizik, and like the Rishonim learned, they're talking about that even damage other parties, the chayin, now we have a problem. What's going on? And it's a problem. Not a problem. I don't know. If you do something every, if let's say these people who flew into the Twin Towers were hired to fly into the Twin Towers, Obama hired them, right? Osama bin Laden hired him, right? Say Osama, Obama, they hired him to go into the Twin Towers, right? I did what the Bible told me to do. So now you, they're out in the mazik. They did it them. He's dismantled now. Okay, so let me bring this out. Right, so let's end off here. Let me just bring it out. It's also Maduik and Yamshir Shlaima that had I not been hired to remove the wall, and I removed the wall myself without permission, then I would be chayiv for the hezek of the second wall. And there's a Chuvus Majdam who says it lehedi like that, Reish Tzadi Beis Chakira Gimel, passing like that. There was a tenant who removed part of a wall, and then the rest of the wall crumbled down, and it was machayev the tenant for the whole wall, because you had no right to remove any part of the wall. So you removed part of it, and the rest went. You're going to be chayev for everything. Now, the problem with all this is what chiv is it? The whole thing is a pella. What chiv is it? It's not adam ha-mazak l'chari. It didn't happen right away. It only happened, it's not even happened a delayed effect. It didn't happen because of my maka. It happened because I removed the support. It's mamash agroma. I removed the support of the wall, and that's how it came about. When the Mishnah ends off, the Ramah says, the makas hamaka is chayiv, the Rambam fears ois. You know why makas hamaka chayiv? His alashon is, it's like a direct hezek, it's like a garmi. But if you don't have it machmas hamaka, then luchari should be pata. The Knesset Gleila Red Zook also machmasak is only because it's garmi, it came a direct hit. But if I just remove a support and memel over time, it falls, luchari should be pata. Rabbis, we just had a dintayo on a case, a similar case. There was a case was that it was in New York. They excavated a building. Building A was next to Building B, and Building A, the owner of property A, hired an excavator to just take that building, remove it. Now there's a major, major cavity, maybe a hole in the ground, big wide hole. You can imagine, it's a building in, I think it was the Borough Park, but it's a big building and a hole. And the owner, whatever reason is, lack of funds, he didn't have time to build a new building there. He ran out of funds. And because that pocket sat there for a year and a half, the adjacent building, building number B, started to collapse, started to sink. It's now something, and now needs a lot of money to support that building. And they came to a din Torah. We just gave out the psak this week on this case. How much this is the case? If you look in the Rishonim, I can go through now, in Loyachbar, you'll see that many Rishonim, at least Lukalapakas, Midi Machlekas, Leinafkas, that hold that Yepata. Now, you want to know you could do it? No, you can't do it. Lechakila, maybe. But you want to know, the hezek is a hezek of a groma. It's not because while I was banging and the shovel went into the ground that caused the building to shake and made it weak. No. Bishas Maisi, after the excavator was fine, I got all my permits, everything was fine. Sitting there next to an empty lot for a year and a half, the pressure of the building started to sink.
So it's a
growing team, less than. So here too, what's over here? I removed this wall. Now what? So I remove the support of the second wall. Let's say the second wall falls down. Let's say the second wall falls on a car or whatever it is. The reason why I'm part is not because you hired me. The reason I'm part is because it's a groma. Maybe I shouldn't have done it. But now that I did it, l'chayya groma bin izak and it's pata. That's why l'chayya should be pata. It's a shver yam shushleim, what's a chesh when erkiv egger, God HaMashayim brings it down. Shver how it works for a third party, and in alumnus, why do you even need it? L'chayya, and it's really shver on the mashdam. Mashdam says you remove part of the wall, you now chayya for the rest of the wall. L'chayya should be groma, l'chayya. Sorry? It didn't happen right away. It certainly didn't happen right away. It happens over time. Happens over time. But it didn't happen right away. It took a year and a half. Yeah, but it didn't say how long it fell down. Right away, if it's right away and it's Bori Hezek and you have all the Tanaim of Garmi, maybe. All right. If it's Koyach Mamash, right. It has to be Koyach Rishon of Bitka Demaya. All right, Rabbi Seah, good talk.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.